Finally today, jazz isn't really that big in the Middle East, but that's not holding back Leyna Chamamyan. She's a Syrian-Armenian singer who counts American jazz vocalists such as Ella Fitzgerald among her influences, and she's making a name for herself at home. The World's Aaron Schachter caught up with her in Damascus.
I challenge you to listen to this song and not weep, or at least feel a little melancholy. Al Amouj El Bah is a song about an unrequited love by the Syrian seashore.
The sad sound is always exists in the Armenian music, and also it's my voice. I know that I have something sad in my voice all the time, and I work on it because it's something special and I have it. And I adore this song. And it's old song, actually. It's a folkloric song.
Leyna Chamamyan's voice suggests she's seen more than her 28 years. I tell her she could use it to make a whole lot of money belting out pop tunes or redoing classical Arabic music. But after 5 years studying in the Damascus Conservatory, Chamamyan says she's not about to sell out. She cites her heroes, the first ladies of American jazz, like Billie Holiday and Ella Fitzgerald.
They're so famous, and they changed something on music, and they make a new way of music and of singing and everything. And I hope to make something special for me. I hope to, if anyone in the world listens to my music, he will know that this is Leyna, for example, like Ella. In the beginning, I start to work on this standards and everything. And then I found that I'm Oriental and I can't change this. So I prefer to sing my standards, but in my way. For me, it's the song. The meaning of the song move everything. So I don't think that here I have to think it as jazz, in a jazzy way or an oriental way. You know, the point is that we like this music, and people here don't know this kind of music. And we want them to share us this because it's really great music. It's about freedom. Music, all the instruments play the same melody of the song, you know. We want to make something different. We want them to know that there is piano and bass and brass section and guitar and accordion, and even the oriental instrument, we can use them to play something else. In Magic, in the second album, I sing a scatting. We don't do this here.
Magic is on Chamamyan's latest album, Shamat. It sold 50,000 copies, an astronomical number in a region where pirated media is king. She was actually the top-selling world musician in the Middle East last year, jazz being world music here. But Leyna says it's hard for Syrian musicians to be heard in the Western world. Marketing is not well established in Damascus, and it's not so easy for a Syrian to get a U.S. visa these days. Leyna Chamamyan says she'd like to hit the road and play clubs in America someday, like her idols. But until then, she's just going to continue making her soulful mix of Oriental music and jazz. For The World, I'm Aaron Schachter, Damascus.
You can hear a Lena Shamamian song in its entirety at theworld.org. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH, I'm Lisa Mullins. Thanks for listening.
The World's Global Hit podcast is brought to you by the Medtronic Foundation. During Sudden Cardiac Awareness Month, learn more about SCA risks and treatment at hearthelp.com.